smoker.
What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen. Powered by SchwannCadillac.com, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Kind of the easiest part of the entire week, Wednesdays at 10 o'clock when we have Congressman Kevin Cramer joining us, because it's your chance to ask your questions, your phone calls, and Congressman Cramer, if he doesn't know the answers, he'll find the answers. But usually, Congressman, you know most of the answers.
I'm going to test that today too. I have one in my back pocket where I'm going to try and throw Kevin a curveball.
Quiz? Do you have a quiz?
I'll do my best.
Welcome back, sir. How are you?
It's great to be back. I'm fine, thank you. We had a very busy week last week. Being in North Dakota, and it was in three parades.
It's nice actually having you in the studio last week.
That was enjoyable. Yeah, I have to say that was fun. So we got around the state a lot, but back hard at it this week.
Our telephone numbers.
This is a big week. We're passing. We've been debating now, and we're going to be passing the appropriations bill for energy and water projects. So it's pretty big stuff for North Dakota.
And explain that to us. When you say pass the appropriation bills, does that mean the funding's there? So in addition to authorizing the projects, they actually pay for them?
Precisely. That's exactly right. So energy and water development go together in the same appropriations bill. And this one, we keep mostly, you know, all the essentials in place. Army Corps of Engineers support and energy support, but we are reducing nearly $3 billion from the existing appropriations, largely out of energy programs of about $1.4 billion, mostly from renewable energy programs and then advanced research projects and then some science research that are aimed more at energy efficiency and green programs. And we're quite familiar with several of the billions of dollars of wasted money on green programs by the Department of Energy.
All right, our telephone numbers, by the way, for any of your questions or comments in our talk radio town hall for Congressman Kevin Cramer, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You also can go to our Facebook page and email us as well, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Paul in Fargo is first up with a question here for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Paul.
Oh, hi. I was just hoping we could get the congressman's official stance on the situation in Syria.
Well, the situation in Syria is like so many situations in the Middle East, and that is that we ought to stay back a long ways and not get overly involved or interject ourselves too closely in the situation. Now, the Middle East, of course, is a important part of the world for lots of reasons, not the least of which is our friends in Israel are close by and can be severely threatened. But right now, the upheaval in Syria, as well as some of the other hot spots in the Middle East, I think are best left to them to deal with. And we can back off. But it also gets, Paul, I think there are a number of issues that are related to that besides diplomatic and direct military potential or military involvement. And that is let's lessen our dependence on the Middle East so that we don't feel compelled to be so doggone involved in the Middle East. And by that, I'm referring, of course, to energy policy and energy security and oil and gas development and not just North Dakota, but offshore and other parts of our great country where we can actually become energy secure.
So you are opposed to basically arming the rebels, are you not?
I'm opposed to arming anybody because quite honestly, Paul and to the listeners, every time the United States thinks they're so darn smart that they get into some civil war or some coup, and I know they don't like to call things coups, whether it's in Egypt or Syria or wherever you might be talking about. The reality is every time we arm somebody or every time we get involved in one of these things, all we do is we replace one bad actor with another bad actor.
So we
don't know who you guys are.
Cost American lives in the process of doing it. So I'm not a big proponent of arming a lot of people right now. I think we have plenty of domestic challenges on our right on our front door. That if we don't take care of those situations in other parts of the world, will become less important than they are.
Paul, appreciate the call. Great, right, Kevin. How much more information do you get without being on the Intelligence Committee on these situations than we do, opening up the newspaper, reading the headlines?
I mean,
are you
getting briefings? Great question, Scott, because the reality is that not a lot. And that's not because we don't have access to a lot of information, but it's because everybody has so much access to information these days. And there's very little that we don't really know. Now, what does happen is that we get some things confirmed. I mean, we can go back to the Snowden controversy, and everybody's all up in arms by what he's revealed to people, but all he's really done is confirmed what most people thought already. I don't have a lot of insight that you guys don't have. Maybe I have it a little bit sooner than the public has, and sometimes we get more thorough briefings perhaps by people, but by and large, you still have to come to your own conclusions based on what you know in your own heart, and then apply the facts as you learn them.
Congressman, Governor Jack Dalrymple joined with South Dakota Governor Dennis Daugaard and Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton calling on leaders of the U.S. House of Representatives to return to the important work of passing a new farm bill. How was that taken? What's your take on that, getting pressure from the governors to get something done for the farm bill? And how was that taken in the House?
Well, governors are governors, legislators are legislators, and members of Congress, and we all have our jobs to do. And I guess I didn't take it as pressure. I don't feel any more pressure getting a news release or reading a news release out of Mark Dayton's office than I do from a constituent who calls. Frankly, I probably feel more pressure from a constituent who calls than I do reading a news release. But I thought it was a rather peculiar alliance because, and the tone of it, I think by and large, we are, by the way, working on that every moment of every day. And I've been pretty vocal, to say the least, and quite involved intimately in brokering some sort of a deal that gets a farm bill passed in the House of Representatives. And I believe we will before the August recess if we don't get something done this week. So whether they write a news release or not, and I actually thought this one was probably about a week late, but nonetheless, it's fine. Everybody's posturing and positioning. I was a little bit curious, however, by some of the language referring to divisive amendments on the floor, as though somehow the deliberative body of the House of Representatives should not be entitled to passing amendments or imposing the will of a majority of members on the floor of the House of Representatives. I'm not really sure where they were going on that. I've been quizzed by others on the issue of amendments that drove people away, except there are amendments that passed. So, I don't let people off the hook that easy, quite honestly. 103 amendments were debated and voted on the floor of the House of Representatives on the farm bill. That's the way the founders designed the House of Representatives, the people's house. I won some, I lost some, I voted for some, I voted against some, I offered some that passed, I supported some that didn't pass. Some of them were Democrat amendments, some of them were Republican amendments, but at the end of the day, I didn't throw the baby out with the bathwater, and I sort of reject the idea that we ought to blame other people or let other people off the hook for not supporting something because they didn't like one amendment or something, they picked up their ball and went home. I think that's lazy democracy, quite honestly. And I've been very hard on Republicans who did that, but I don't let Democrats off the hook for doing it. And that's I got a little bit of that sense from the Mark Dayton news release that went out, and I thought it was sort of poorly informed, quite frankly.
Kevin, whether it's our regional governors on the farm bill or other issues around the country for regional things, when governors get together and put together a letter like that, how is that received in the House? Or how is that received in Congress?
Oh, we receive it. I guess that's the best way I could put it. I think every member, the people's house is different because we don't represent, no, I represent a state. So it's a little different for me, but most, 429 members don't represent a state. They represent a congressional district. In some cases, it's a neighborhood. In some cases, it's, part of a state or several counties or a borough of New York. So governors don't have that same impact perhaps with them as they would have with me or say Montana or South Dakota or Wyoming, Alaska, Vermont, where we have only one member. And so, but even for us, you know, it's good. It's always nice to hear from your governor. We have a great relationship with my governor. We've talked about the Farm Bill a number of times. But in terms of strategy, you know, and strategic advice, you know, I guess I wouldn't. I don't know. I guess I wouldn't suppose to tell the governor how to run the state of North Dakota, but as a constituent, I have some interests. So I suppose he feels the same, and I think, and I respect that. So
more on the Farm Bill coming up here in a bit. Some other calls waiting. Jeff Fargo, go ahead for Congressman Kramer quickly with your questions. We're coming up on a break here.
How are you doing, Kevin?
Hi, Jeff.
I've talked to you many times in Washington on the phone, and you keep saying, last time you were on the show, you keep saying that Barack Obama is irrelevant. He's irrelevant because your feckless relationship with Johnny Boehner, Cantor, and McCarthy, which are all communists. You keep, Boehner says Obamacare is the law of the land. Well, not according to Barack Obama, because he just bumped it ahead to pass the elections for the mandate for employers.
All right, hang on for your response on the other side of the break there, Jeff. Should be a doozy. Congressman Kevin Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall on a Wednesday. Don't go away. Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's health and fitness club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit Touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? You carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Back on What's on Your Mind with Congressman Kevin Kramer, taking your calls at 800-228-0550. I'm Scott Hannon along with Steve Bakken. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Whatsonyourmindradio.com. Okay, Jeff in Fargo said, among other things, you have love affair was the word he used. He was suggesting you were too close to leadership, I guess. Maybe we should start there and then whatever else you want.
He said something about John Boehner and Eric Cantor and and I don't know who else he mentioned, but are communists and that I'm too cozy with them. And he also said that I've repeatedly said that Barack Obama is irrelevant. I don't know that I've ever said that, but his influence is certainly becoming waning as a result of his waning popularity. I mean, his authority as a lame duck president with scandal after scandal has certainly hurt his influence over legislative affairs. He almost has become irrelevant in terms of legislative affairs. Where he's very relevant, and to Jeff's point about, for example, the latest where he unilaterally, what authority, held off or is delaying the implementation of the business owner mandate for Obamacare, but still continuing with the other mandates, especially the individual mandate, which is the most offensive part of Obamacare. His ability to pick and choose which laws he's going to enforce and which ones he's not going to enforce. And by that way, that spills over into immigration as well. We have 11 million undocumented workers that he's chosen not to prosecute. We've got, law enforcement issues. We've got all kinds of things where he just makes his own unilateral decision of what he's going to execute, what he's not going to execute, what he's going to prosecute, what he's not going to prosecute. And that overreach of his authority, and let's look at the EPA, war on coal, overzealous regulators that are destroying the economy and economic opportunity. He does all of those things, and in that regard, he is not irrelevant because by virtue of his unilateral decision-making and imposing of executive orders, whether legal or illegal, and I maintain in some cases it's not lawful, he has a tremendous influence on the uncertainty that's created for our economy. So I wouldn't say he's irrelevant, but from a legislative standpoint, he certainly has waning influence.
Jeff, appreciate the call. Let's go to Jerry in Bismarck next at 800-228-0550 for Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Jerry, go ahead.
Good morning, Congressman.
Hi, Jerry.
Question about tax reform. Have you looked into H.R. 25, the Fair Tax Act?
Well, I have.
Introduced the last
I have, and it has been introduced, and it is in the Ways and Means Committee for consideration, as is a flat tax proposal, as are several others.
I'm sorry, sir. It's not a flat tax. The difference between a flat tax and this is a consumption tax.
Right.
Our current income tax system started as a flat tax,
right,
and we've done that. And I was, like I said, I guess I was just curious if you've looked into it and what is your thoughts or beliefs
okay
on that?
Just to be clear, I have looked into it, and as my point was that it is currently in the Ways and Means Committee for consideration, as is a flat tax proposal, is also in the Ways and Means Committee, as is comprehensive tax reform that's being offered up from the Ways and Means Committee Chairman Dave Camp. And he and the Senate Committee Chairman Max Baucus have been doing a tour around the country. It's been one of the most open and deliberative processes by a committee that I've ever seen in terms of getting a lot of input. I guess, Jerry, my sense of it is obviously we need to do something to both simplify our tax code, make it more fair, make it much less expensive for people to comply with, and the fair tax does that. I'm not a big, I guess all things being equal, I prefer more of a flat income tax to a more of a consumption tax, which the fair tax is, but both are far better than what we have today with the complicated tax code that we have. And the reason consumption tax is not as appealing to me is that I do think that it's not as fair because while it's consumption, I think it's harder on lower income people because it, of course, a higher percentage of their income ends up going to consumption on basic things that everybody has to have. It's more regressive, but that's not to say that, I wouldn't support it if it was put in front of me. If the option was the current tax situation that we have.
Are you aware, Congressman, that in the Fair Tax Act there is a provision in there for a rebate where nobody would have to pay tax on that, and that actually brings it that takes away the regressiveness of it?
Yeah, I understand that, and there always has to be, I think, in a honest society and a sophisticated society, some threshold whereby people maybe pay, but they don't, they're at a point where if they're paying the same amounts for things, there's got to be a minimum threshold that allows people to get themselves out of poverty and into growth. And I am aware of that in the fair tax. And it's a good provision. It's an important provision, I think, if it ever is going to pass. But I also, we also deal in a global economy that has become so complicated, and we have a lot of global industry. For example, whether it's a Microsoft, which sells software, around the world and has facilities in other places of the world, or say a Caterpillar, which has or John Deere, which have facilities in North Dakota and in the United States, but most of their markets is outside of the country. We have issue with repatriating money, for example. We have issues that complicate. We have issues with how you treat manufacturing versus how you treat intellectual property. Thus, the difference between, say, a Caterpillar and a Microsoft that had tremendous complications. The issue of the tax code is so complicated, which I think advocates for what you're pushing, Jerry, and that is some more fair tax, such as the fair tax, or some might prefer a flat income tax. Certainly, we need a simpler tax code.
Jerry, thanks for the phone call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Call's waiting, but before we get to the next call, I do want to ask you about the House slashing the budget of the IRS. That could be viewed as a punishment, as opposed to they've got a big budget and they need it slashed.
Punished away, if you ask
punish
me.
Punished away. There's also some traction and some rumors about just abolishing the IRS and going to a flat tax.
Well, and I think Jerry's point gets to that. And whether it's a fair tax, let's face it, a consumption tax, you have a whole bunch of tax collectors that aren't working for the federal government, and you still need some government bureaucracy to handle all that. But and that's one of the values of the consumption taxes, that you don't need an IRS. So a flat tax as well abolishes much of the need for the IRS, or at least for most of it. But yeah, the Republicans, we're talking about a 24% cut to the IRS budget. Punitive, perhaps, in some respects, but at the same time, what they'd be being punished for is for abuse of wasting money on things like conferences and targeting of conservative groups and things that they shouldn't be involved in anyway, and they shouldn't need the money if they're not involved in those things. And so I don't think anybody's going to cry a lot of tears if the IRS gets cut by a quarter, and most people probably think it should be cut by more. So other than, of course, the liberals that support the bureaucracy of the IRS and tax collection.
Lance in Williston, Jeff in West Fargo, Don in Finley. That's the order we're going to go in here. Lance, you're up next for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Lance.
Thanks for taking my call. I had a question on foreign aid. I hear them talking a lot recently about the deal in Egypt and how they don't want to call it a coup because it would affect our ability to give foreign aid. I have a question. Why are we giving foreign aid anywhere when we're running a deficit for years and years and years? We're in a $16-plus billion debt. Why are we giving anybody foreign aid?
All right, Lance, hang on for your answer on the other side of the break. We love the suspense. And Jeff and Don, you're up to go when we come back. 800-228-0550, the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer today on What's On Your Mind with Steve Buck, and I'm Scott Hinnon. Stay tuned.
What's On Your Mind after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're talking with Congressman Kevin Cramer. The word from Washington, find out what's going on in Washington, and your opportunity to talk to Congressman Kevin Cramer. Before the break, we had a question from Lance in Williston, and what is your response to that?
Well, it's a great question, and it raises lots of issues, and there's no question. Lance's, if I understand his point, is we've got plenty of issues. And by the way, this goes sort of back to what I said to Paul earlier on when he's asking about Syria. And I talked a little bit about this coup issue in Egypt. Well, Egypt is, you know, it's hard to almost call anybody an ally anymore. But the Egypt situation is interesting in that we have this effort by the military, who, by the way, is awful as it sounds, the military in Egypt is the most stable political force in the country. Now, that's a sad state of affairs when the military is more stable than the government.
That could have been said about Iraq, though, also.
Well, that's right. No, that's right. And so everybody's sort of walking on tiptoes wondering, what do we do about these things? Do we support the military? Certainly we have in the past. I raised concerns about the transfer of F-16s to Egypt earlier this last winter, even, when there was turmoil, are we bolstering the Muslim Brotherhood, or what exactly are we doing? And I think, and to Lance's point, that it's one thing to be involved in all these areas when you can afford to be. It's quite another when you cannot. And we have high priorities. We have a huge deficit. We have, you know, $17 trillion debt. And we have to scrutinize every single appropriation in that context. And that's what we're trying to do. Having said that, it's not like the Middle East is irrelevant to us. I mean, we do have our friends in Israel who do need to be protected from very large enemies, very powerful enemies in the area. And there are, of course, other business interests in the Middle East, whether it's the movement of their petroleum products to the United States or the movement of our food products to the Middle East and to other places. So, you know, we have security needs, and friendship is, you know, sometimes paid for. It's sometimes not as sincere as it ought to be. But I'm more with Lance. I think we have to scrutinize these expenditures all the more in the context of our own fiscal mess in the United States.
All right, Kevin, full bank of calls here, so we want to go as quick as we can with your questions, callers, and answers from Kevin as well. This half hour of the program, by the way, brought to you by Green Technologies. Water, very integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters and green technologies is a leader. Find out more at GTMWT.com or call them at 855-246-4312. More on that in a minute. Now let's go to Jeff West Fargo, who's next for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yes, Kevin, I got a comment and a question. Just letting the audience know that all the spending that this Marxist in the White House is doing comes out of the House, which is run by Boehner. And a couple of questions. Where were you during the CISPA vote? Where were you during all the Tea Party rallies? And let the audience know, because I want everybody to hear your clear response on this. If we elect you again in 2014, are you going to vote for Johnny Boehner as Speaker, or are you going to vote for a Tea Party? This question will determine if you make it in 2014, Kevin, and believe me, it will matter.
Okay, if I understand, Jeff, and it was sort of in and out with me, but first of all, he said all spending starts in the House of Representatives, and he's exactly right. And all the money that, as he called them, the Marxist president is spending starts in the House of Representatives, and he's exactly right. And which is why we've been cutting the budget back to the point where now the deficit, just since I've come to Congress, just in the 7 months since I've been here, we've returned discretionary spending back to pre-2008 levels, pre-Barack Obama. Now, that has eluded a lot of people, but that's literally what we've done. We have rolled back the spending to pre-2000, which is something, by the way, I campaigned on. I said, you know, when people ask me, what would be your goal in getting your arms wrapped around this budget? That's the goal. Now, that said, we, in today's appropriations bill that we're working on here, we're cutting it by $2.8 billion from 2013 and 700, another $700 million below sequester amounts for the Energy Department and like I said, water development. While maintaining the priorities of water development, most of these cuts are coming out of the Energy Department in areas that we don't, you know, that we no longer need because, of course, we have an abundance of natural resources, not a scarcity of natural resources. So that said, I think we're doing our part. The problem is, of course, when we pass these budgets, the Senate's not going to. The Senate is going to appropriate much more money. And then what ends up happening is they don't want to reconcile it because then they want to go straight to continuing resolutions, which is the default is continuing resolutions. And that means that you just keep building on the current base and you never get the cuts. I would say this to Jeff, that on the discretionary side, rolling back to pre-2008 levels is quite a significant move. Our challenge on the budget is not the discretionary budget. It is the entitlement reform. The House of Representatives has offered up a budget that balances in 10 years with the support of John Boehner, with the support of Eric Cantor, with the support of Budget Chairman Paul Ryan. It balances in 10 years, but it assumes some things related to entitlement reform that the Democrats have not been willing to do. We cannot pass new laws just in the House of Representatives, including spending bills. They start in the House, but they have to be passed by the Senate as well and then sent to the president for his signature or veto, or it never becomes law. And that's the problem we have right now. And that's why until conservatives have both the House and the Senate and the presidency, you're probably not going to see the type of long-term reform that we need. But on the discretionary side, we've done our job. We've done our business. Now, with regard to John Boehner for Speaker of the House, it all depends on who's running against him. And it also, by the way, Jeff, just depends on whether or not I'm a member of the House of Representatives or whether I'm even a candidate for the House of Representatives. I will not commit before I'm elected to who I'm going to vote for Speaker of the House because we won't know who the candidates for Speaker of the House are going to be at that time. I will tell you I will not vote for Nancy Pelosi for Speaker of the House. That's one promise I will make. So if it's between John Boehner and Nancy Pelosi, I'll vote for John Boehner. If it's between somebody else and Nancy Pelosi, I'll vote for, I'll vote for the Republican Speaker.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What's on your mind? Let's go to Don in Findlay.
I'm calling from Findlay. I'm retired military with over 20 years in the service.
Thank you.
I have 40% disability, and I jumped through hoops thinking I was going to get something out of this. My VA representative from Steele County really worked hard to get me this 40% disability. Well, I got 40% disability, but it came out of the VA. And they took 40% out of my retirement pay. So I'm still getting the same thing I got before.
Yes.
That's a slap in the face to me.
Well,
the only way you can get 50% or get it now is if you got 50% disability. Now, this bill has been in Congress for many years, and they haven't moved on it. Why don't we take care of our veterans and the people in the United States before we send all this money overseas?
No, I'm 100% with Don on this one. I have signed letters to the VA, and I've co-sponsored legislation that does the same thing. Here's the way I put it. First of all, Don, I appreciate your VA rep working so hard to get you the 40% disability, but I suspect you earned the 40% disability the hard way.
But I didn't get anything.
I understand that. And that's my first point, is that you got, and the problem is, and here's the way I put it. Again, you earned the disability. You also earned your retirement. You earned everything. You don't, to trade one for the other is to somehow ignore it. It's as though it's an entitlement as opposed to an earned benefit. You earn your retirement benefit.
Well, it's a slap in the face.
I totally agree, and we have, which is why in the Defense Authorization Act, and now we'll come up on eventually here on the appropriations, we put those kinds of amendments in to try and get this off the dime and get and recognize the fact that these are dual benefits that were earned by dual payment, not. It's not one or the other. In fact, what would be the point of even having disability if you only get it, if you don't get it because you have to take it out of your retirement? And by the way, the same is true of your widow, if there is one. I support the same concept for those that are left as well in terms of benefits. They are earned benefits. They earned the hard way, and they ought to be paid and recognized. It ought to be our highest priority along with our national defense.
Don, thanks for your service. God bless you. Don, we're going to keep rolling. I apologize. We have a full bank of calls here. We're trying to be as judicious as possible to get everybody in, but thanks for the call. Hope the answer helped. Dan in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kramer.
Yes, Congressman, I was wearing your beautiful navy blue T-shirt, Kramer for Congress, here around the 4th, and
thank you.
I was glad to support you, and I will in the future. I have some qualifications, so, too. Would you co-sponsor bills to bring up impeachment against the president? I ask that in lieu of his arbitrary decision to drop implementation for a year or more of a key provision of the Health Care Act. As I read it, and other pundits are saying now, he has no constitutional authority to do that. It's arbitrary, it's dictatorial, and it's just showing a fudging and a hedging to avoid embarrassment with this train wreck coming.
Well, it's not only to avoid embarrassment, it's to avoid a destructive election for his party in 2014. And that's the part that I can't understand why some of our, that's the part why I don't understand why some of the more of the mainstream media don't realize that what this is really about is about the 2014 elections. Whether or not he is able to, Dan, to do this in terms of a unilateral decision to not implement a portion of Obamacare is a point of discussion right now in the House and in this town, and it is not clear to everybody. It seems clear to me that as I've looked at the bill and looked at the language, I don't see where he has been granted the authority to unilaterally implement whatever parts of the bill he wants or doesn't want to, when he wants and when he doesn't want to. He should have come to the Congress if he thought a delay was necessary. There's a good chance the Congress would have given him that delay, or maybe even a longer one. So right now there are moves in place to try and delay other portions of the bill, because it certainly doesn't seem fair that his business cronies would on the one hand be given a delay, but the individuals aren't given a delay. And by the way, in case people were sleeping when it happened, and just about everybody was, they quietly finished off their rule, the Health and Human Services rule, that discriminates against religious organizations by requiring them to fund things that are offensive to their religious
beliefs. Congressman, we're up against a hard break. When we come back, more of your calls and more of your questions for Congressman Kevin Kramer on What's on Your Mind.
After these messages.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. it was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper to bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Hardly a day passes without somebody calling to say, thanks for telling me about that great product that gets rid of smells. That's why StopSmellNow.com is the new improved, easy-to-remember website for this great product, or call 855-800-ODOR. StopSmellNow.com or 855-800-ODOR. Here's Daryl to tell you why it works so great.
What it is we use the power of chlorine dioxide. Chlorine dioxide has been around for 100 years, but there's no way to produce it in a confined space. Our company designed it to produce it in a small confined space, and it destroys the odor permanently. It does not mask it. It eliminates it permanently. Like you said, a rotting meat in a freezer, we've had customers call us and give rave reviews. They put the product in. A day later, there's no smell in there again. It's gone.
We have a great deal for you. If you use the promo code SCOTT, you get 10% off your order and free shipping. 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR. Or go to the website, StopSmellNow.com, to order.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This hour of What's On Your Mind brought to you by Green Technologies. The folks that are experts at taking care of recycling of flowback and produced waters at oil sites. Even when the well site's on location, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters are big, which is where Green Technologies comes in. They're leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment that does it better than anybody. Providing consistently clean, recycled flowback with minimal footprint and the lowest cost per barrel, period. I probably have your attention now, which is why you want to find out more about Green Technologies. Ask them about Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for oil field applications, too. Here's their number, 855-246-4312, 855-246-4312, or online at GT. MWT.com to see what green technologies can do for you. 855-246-4312. All right. A few minutes left with Congressman Kevin Cramer. We'll quickly go through these calls and hit the topics.
Somebody called me a lunatic, too. I want to get Congressman,
I think that was Congressman, Congressman Colin Peterson called you a lunatic. Not specifically Steve as a lunatic.
I forgot about the Bakken Amendment. Yeah.
Did you name it that?
Yeah, that's what I'm calling it from now on, man.
We might as well give you a quick chance to respond to Congressman Peterson saying it's lunacy to split the farm bill.
Well, Congressman Peterson is entitled to his opinion, and, you know, and I'm afraid, you know, there are a lot of farm groups that don't like it because they want to keep the alliance together because it provides sort of a safety net for the safety net, if you will. I'm not as afraid of it, guys, as others are, because I think every 5 years it's actually more intellectually honest to make your case to the Congress and to the people of the United States for why agriculture should be supported, why there should be a safety net. And frankly, I think right now agriculture is more popular than food stamps. So I'm not as concerned about it as other people are. I think a lot of people have come to the realization that this year we maybe can pass a farm bill this way. Their concern is that we'll be able to do that in 5 years or 10 years or down the road. So I don't know how it's going to go, to be honest. They're whipping it. They'll probably have some pretty good idea today whether or not there are enough votes to pass a farm bill that way. But I think people have to understand that all we're going to do is pass a bill and then it's going to go over to the conference committee for conferencing between the Senate and the House. So it's not like it's just done that easily, and then come back. So I think we ought to do whatever we need to do to pass the bill and get it reconciled with the Senate and see what we can come up with the final law. But
so the Bakken Amendment is not lunacy. Thank you.
There you go. I have my curveball to get to, too, which we might have to save for next week, but I'll try and get it in before the end of the hour here. But let's go back to the calls. Pat and Mandan, you've been waiting a while. Thanks. And your question quickly for Congressman Cramer.
Real quick, on this foreign aid, you know, Obama went over to Africa and he just announced that we're going to give $500 million so that everyone in Africa can have electric and can have utilities and internet. But at the same time, our infrastructure in our own country is deteriorating, crumbling, falling apart. We have troops in Afghanistan that can't even get hot meals now, that have to live off MREs even when they're at base. And how can anyone justify this? I mean, Obama didn't run for president of Africa. He ran for president of the United States. And all the Congress members that vote to allow this to happen need to realize that the American citizen is their employee. That's who they work for. They don't work for Africa. They don't work for Egypt or Syria or Pakistan or anyone else. And we need to fix America first. That needs to be our number one priority in this country, is fixing our country before it's to the point that we can't fix it.
Sure. I think, again, I don't disagree with Pat at all, and I think that the president is way over generous when he's traveling around the world, and I don't think there's any question he won't get support for that kind of an appropriation from the United States Congress, from the United States House. But as long as he has the money and he has the agencies and we continue running the government without cutting back on the appropriations with the help of the Senate, he's going to have certain abilities to do that. Now, having said that, Pat, I'm with you, Pat, on all of this. The issue of foreign aid and investment in other countries gets to a broader question of how are we going to grow the American economy? And we can't grow the American economy. And frankly, it's growing the American economy. It's going to get us out of even our budget and our domestic woes. And the one way to do it is, of course, to have a wide open free trade with the world and have good trade agreements with the world, and having emerging countries and continents like Africa become more self-sufficient, become more sophisticated, and become better consumers of American products. So there's both the diplomatic side of it as well as the economic side of it that has to have, at the end of it, a net gain for the United States of America. I don't think, you know, throwing $500 million at the electrical grid or whatever it is in Africa that the president wants to, without any strategic planning around it whatsoever, gets to that point. But there is a point to relationships with the world.
Only a minute left, so we better get the last one in real quick. Larry Fargo, quick question for Congressman Cramer and quick response, Kev.
Kevin, why do you have to get on the air and lie to us? You liars in D.C. haven't cut a damn thing.
Larry, that, with all due respect, that's really not true at all. We have actually cut the budget significantly. The discretionary budget since I've come to Congress has been cut significantly. And the problem is we can't cut another thing going forward without the sequester, apart from the sequester, because we cannot get the Senate to go along with anything.
All right, so more on the cuts next week. Larry, appreciate the call. Sorry, Brian Wilson, we didn't get to you. Here's my curveball homework for next week. I understand there's a caucus in Congress dealing with a potential EMP attack. Can we talk about that next week, Kim?
Sure. No,
we
can do that.
And congratulations on your superhero award.
That's right.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Our superhero talk radio town hall conversation with Congressman Kevin Cramer. See you tomorrow, folks.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales. Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.